Divorce is a subject that I come back to from time to time because sadly, it's tearing marriages, lives, and families apart on a global scale and with devastating consequences. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Now, right up front, let me tell you that I have been through divorce. It happened a long time ago and it very definitely was not my choice. Today, I'm head over heels happily married to the most beautiful woman, Jackie, whom God brought along some years after that terrible time in my life. The thing that drives either husband or wife towards divorce is this idea that they've married the wrong person, that they're never going to be the right fit for one another. But as one psychologist, Philippa Perry, put it in a recent newspaper article, what makes a good relationship is not finding the right person. Nobody's right for anyone. Actually, what makes somebody right is commitment. Because when you commit to knowing someone, you change with and alongside them, like two stones rubbing together until they suddenly fit. So the work of finding the right person happens in a relationship, not in the decision to say yes up front. Wise words. And from God's perspective, it looks like this. Malachi chapter 2 verse 16. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, I hate divorce and I hate the cruel things that men do. So protect your spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. When someone comes to the conclusion that their spouse isn't the right one, they start looking on the other side of the fence. And you know what they say, the grass is always greener on the other side. Hey, no one is ever right for anybody. Rub together until you fit. Husbands, wives, protect your spiritual unity. That's God's word, Fresh, for you today. Look, all marriages go through ups and downs. And when the relationship is on a bit of a downer, the most powerful thing you can do is pray. In fact, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever needs you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.